Exercises 3 to 4. Boomerang throwing has few equals as an individual sport. Being an unusual type of activity, it serves admirably as a hobby. I've never known a person to become familiar with the art of the boomerang and not be caught in the irresistible sweeping tide of its appeal. But there is an aspect of the boomerang that plays a most conspicuous role in its appeal. The making of the boomerang is as interesting as the throwing. In fact, the making and the throwing are inseparably related in the full enjoyment of the pastime. There is pleasure in throwing a boomerang that is purchased or obtained from someone else, but it is in no respect comparable to the joy and thrill that results in handling one which you yourself have made. All the time the boomerang is being whittled, you are looking forward to throwing it. Constantly in your mind is the question, will it come back? And when the last chip has been removed, you hasten to hurl it, and it works. There's a thrill and glowing satisfaction that can only come from a very few other pastimes. Even the old-timer at the boomerang game never fails to experience it. He may have made 1,000 boomerangs, yet each time he throws a new one and it works perfectly just as he planned that it should, he feels a surge of pride and satisfaction that is worth many times over the effort required for the making. It is a feeling of craftsmanship, of having been the cause. So great, in fact, is this joy that comes from seeing a newly made boomerang work perfectly that one is always tempted to put the stick away after throwing it enough to test it thoroughly and then to make another designed to act in a different way.